The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
It's time to get in shape and shape up your health. Welcome to Fitness RX Radio with your hosts, Joe Piatero and Greg Valentino. If you're looking for information about health, training, fitness, and nutrition, then stay with us for the next hour. Now, here are Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero.
And happy Veterans Day, everybody out there. Obviously, today we want to honor our men and women who served and are still serving. And, Greg, I know this hits home for you really close, right?
Yes, absolutely. My son right now is he's in the military, and my son's in the Army, but he's in a coalition with the Army, Navy, Air Force. He's, my son's military intelligence. So I'm proud of my son, and I text him, but he might be out in the middle of the field, so he didn't get back to me, but... Yes, absolutely. It's a big day for me. You know.
Yeah, man, you should be proud of your kid, man. That's a wonderful thing he's doing, and I'm proud of all of our troops out there. And it's a great day to honor these guys, and it's also a great day for us because we got one heck of a show coming up out there. We got three guests lined up for you folks. Mario Lopez is supposed to lead us off, and we have Brandy Mae Akers, and then a late addition. We just got this one nailed down Friday afternoon, right before I left for the weekend. Quentin Rampage Jackson. So we got a full boat right now for the guys tonight, right?
Dude, I wouldn't want to piss off Rampage or Mario. Mario Lopez was a boxer, and Rampage Jackson, I mean, everybody thinks Mario Lopez just is an actor, but let me tell you something. This guy is in incredible shape, and, you know that of all people. I got to be honest with you. I got to give Steve Blackman some kudos here, bro. There's pictures of Mario Lopez signing the cover of Men's Fitness RX magazine all over the internet. So obviously he's proud of being on the cover of our magazine. You know what I'm saying? Fitness RX for Men. I said backwards before, but you know what I'm saying. I'm proud of that. I think that's a great thing for us as well. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am really proud of that, and definitely, Steve was all excited when I left the office tonight. He was like, "Oh, have a great show," and he was all pumped up when I told him that we got Mario to come on the show. And then when I told him we added Rampage, he was all pumped because Rampage has been on two covers of Fitness RX for Men in the past. So it's definitely some cool names. And let's not forget Miss Akers, also Brandy Mae. She's going to bring a little hotness to the show, kind of similar to what Angela Savagno brought last week to the show. But it's good to mix up some guy talk with some girl talk also. But that's definitely going to be a fun segment right in the middle between the two guys.
Oh, absolutely. She brings the spice. Trust me. They bring the meat. She brings the spice.
Yeah.
She's actually not bad, but she's kind of cute.
I think you give that's a fucking understatement, my man.
You know what I mean? I'm sort of in the face. You know, most guys just want to bang the body and shit, you know. But I mean, I think she's kind of cute, you know.
I think she's kind of fucking bent all around. I don't have no problem with it whatsoever.
Hey, let me just throw a little quick sports thing in there. It looks like the Yankees didn't sign, because Joe and I are both, Joe's Mets. I was once watching a Met game and I saw you. You know this already. But I tell everybody, I saw Joe Piatel, I'm watching the Met game, they're showing the broadcasters in there, and I saw you with all the beat reporters sitting there in the booth with your computer out, you know, tapping away. But it looks like the Mets might go after Granderson, bro.
You know what? Is he a good fit for them? They need outfielders. They need some pop.
Oh, dude, he's a great outfielder.
If the money's right, yeah, I think they should go after a guy like Curtis Granderson because he's got some good power. He's got a good glove. And, he knows how to play in New York, we've seen, because he did very well with the Yanks.
Oh, absolutely. It would be great for the Mets, because, you don't want to really sign Beltran. I mean, I like Beltran's got some pop, but, you know, Granderson steals bases, and he's fast. You know what I'm saying? And he's a center fielder. I mean, you know, that's much different from a guy who's But, you know, Granderson is only 32. The other guy is going to be, Beltran's going to be 38 years old. It's a big difference.
Yeah, they're not going to get Beltran. You know, they've been there, done that with him, and
but
he's got to command big money.
Yeah, I guess you're right, you know. But, I just figured I'd throw that in at you. As we're still waiting here for Mario to call in, am I correct?
Yeah. I'll let you know. I got the instant messaging going on with Joel, our engineer, and I will let everybody know. So let's just keep continuing the conversation over
Absolutely.
Here. Let's talk about some relevant stuff going on. We can continue with the baseball. Also, we can also talk about the bullying in football with Richie Incognito. We can touch. I could take a whole fucking show and talk about that because I got a load of fucking opinion on that one.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd like to see him bully somebody like Rampage. Yeah, you know what's funny? I forgot who the football player was, but there was one of his old teammates who said he's a bully, but he's also a pussy because he said, I forgot who it was who supposedly went after him, and he said Incognito literally ran away from him. The guy wanted to fight him and stuff. And, he said that Incognito picks who he goes after and who he doesn't. But, you know, that's kind of common in sports. You and I both played sports, and you know that in football, I mean, that's very common. I mean, it's a rough game. The guys are juiced up. You know, the testosterone's flowing. You know what I mean? That happens. I mean, you know, you're going to get guys that bully. You know, I'm sure. What have you seen? I mean, fuck, you've been in locker rooms and stuff. What have you seen out there? I mean, do you know anything? Any inside stuff?
You know what? I've never seen anything like that. Most of that stuff goes on when the media is not around, obviously. But, you know, I've been in training camp, Jets and Giants training camp, and, yeah, you know, you see the rookies have to carry the equipment off the field afterwards. Now, this guy, Jonathan Martin, wasn't a rookie, per se. He was a rookie last year. It's the second year this year.
He's a starter,
and he's a young guy. So I think what they were doing is they were just giving him some, you know, hazing, whatever you want to call it. Listen, football is a different sport. People say, oh, the baseball, the rookie hazing is they got to wear the women's outfits on the airplane for the road trip. I know that was always a big joke. They always show it on the news and everything. That's baseball. Football's different. You got to have a different mentality to play football. It's a very brutal, violent sport. And offensive line, defensive line, those are the trench positions. You have to have a certain psychological makeup. This guy, Jonathan Martin, may not have the psychological makeup to be in the NFL. I'm sorry, I have to say that straight out. Richie Incognito does. Is Richie Incognito a dick? He probably is a big dick in real life. But you know something? When it comes to being a football player, sometimes that mentality has to be brought out like that. And they said he had the offensive line meetings at a strip club, and this guy, Martin, didn't like that. Well, you know what? Maybe he's got different beliefs. Maybe he's a holy roller or something like that.
It doesn't mean that
Incognito is public enemy number one because he wants to see some tits while he's hanging out with his teammates throwing a few back.
No, I know what you're saying. But he also has a reputation. This isn't his first time around.
No, that's why I said he probably is a jerk in real life.
Right. I mean, Joe, you were in the Super Bowl locker rooms and stuff. Have you ever seen anything like, were you ever in a loser's locker room or were you only in a winner's locker room?
I've been in all of the locker rooms.
But have you ever seen, like any of the losers? Have they ever been pissed? Did any two of the guys ever start arguing? Like, dude, I told you to block that fucking asshole.
I've seen that on the sideline. I mean, most of the time I was in the press box, but I've seen Dan Marino curse out his linemen when they didn't block, curse out his receivers when they didn't take the right cut or run the route differently than what he called in the huddle. I've seen, like, they talk about Tom Brady blowing up on the sideline. I've seen Dan Marino do worse than what Tom Brady was doing. And then it was like, oh, look at the fiery Dan Marino. And I agree with that. I think that's the sport. You're allowed to go crazy on...
Did you ever have the ball so to tell the fucking quarterback, fuck you, I did block, fuck you, why didn't you throw the ball right?
I've never seen that happen. I've seen basically where it's kind of maybe Marino was right. And the guy did miss his assignment, did not put his gap, he didn't put his block where he's supposed to be, and let the defensive tackle through, and that's when Marino had to either take a sack or dump the ball off, and now they didn't get the play they wanted to get the play. But we have a caller on the line, Steve. Let's take the caller and get it done now, because we're still waiting for our guest to call in. So, Steve, can you hear us?
Steve, are you there? Hello? Steve?
All right, we'll wait for him to come through because I'm getting a message from Joel saying we got Steve. He was on Okay, he just dropped the call, he said. He called us 2 weeks ago. He has a question. So, Steve, if you're listening, call back. We apologize for that. Definitely want to get your question on the air. We want to talk about that a little bit. But, yeah, as far as, this whole incognito thing, I have a feeling that it's something that is just taken way out of context. I think it's getting really big. Now, if you read in the paper today on the news that Incognito had a voicemail from Martin say he's going to kill his whole family. And this is basically they're just joking around, breaking each other's balls. This is guy stupidity, however you want to call it, this caveman humor. Is it immature? Yeah. Is it fun? Yeah. Is it stupid? Yeah. But it's harmless. It doesn't mean that he's going to kill his whole family in real life. Now, this is the voicemail he had, that or a text message, whatever. It was before this issue popped up. This wasn't post this issue, so let me just clear that up. Basically, it was just guys breaking each other's shoes. So no, for everybody to go nuts and say, oh, Incognito's a racist because he said the N-word, and I've had
please,
enough
you know guys
of that
are.
Shit.
Come on, I have friends, they're black. Sometimes you say, oh, you fucking black bastard. Get over here and let's eat dinner together. Well, my friend is real heavy, so I'll call, he'll call
hey,
me up.
Fat
yo,
fuck, yeah.
You fat fuck, he called me, yo, Juice. One of my friends calls me Royce. Yo, Royce. You know what I mean? Are we going out tonight or what? You know what I mean? You know, guys, you pick on something, you know what I mean? You fucking guinea bastard, whatever, you know how guys are.
It's the way it goes. And it doesn't mean that there's anything terrible being stated about it. It doesn't make you a bad guy. Basically, it just makes you a guy, and in a certain way that you're just having a little fun with each other.
Right.
And basically, it doesn't make him a bad guy. Like I said, he could be a jerk, but it doesn't make him a bad guy in this sense. It's just part of the culture of the NFL.
No, absolutely. You and I both know that. We're around that stuff, I've seen guys, I've seen, plenty of athletes going at it and shit like that in my day. I haven't been in the locker rooms like you have with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've seen them in bars and stuff, but, I've been in I've seen Jose Canseco get stupid. I've seen a few guys, get a little wacky, but, that's what happens, I remember Robert Augustine talking about bodybuilding here for a quick second. There used to be a bodybuilder named Robert Augustine who was a really good bodybuilder. He was actually like top two or three in the Nationals. And I remember when Flex Wheeler lost a show, he was in the next room and he was talking about Flex Wheeler. And he was like, fuck him. He didn't deserve to win. And Flex Wheeler was in the next, was in the next room. He was really mad because I think it's the show he lost to Mike Matarazzo and he came fucking storming in there. And, he said, who said that? Who's talking shit about me like that? And Robert Augustine stood right up to him and said, hey, that was me. You got a fucking problem? We'll go right now. This is backstage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I personally have been out in Gold's Gym back in the day, and I've seen Mike Matarazzo go after somebody who, by the way, Mike Matarazzo was a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? He could really seriously back it up. When I was out there, he had just gotten arrested because he beat up three guys in an alley right by Gold's Gym. Three guys at one time. He threw one of them in a dumpster. pro athletes sometimes get a little ornery. Some guys respond, with the juice can make guys a little crazy. I didn't really get like that, but I was naturally wacky, so I didn't need juice to be wacky. But some people,
Yeah, listen, we've all seen, we've seen guys act nutty. It doesn't mean that it's roid rage.
No, they're just, my Christian dude is probably the best bodybuilder, probably. That I know of anyway, that a pro bodybuilder. My Christian was a really, 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 really tough guy. I knew Mike really well. I knew Mike before he was even a pro bodybuilder. I was out there, I was in his apartment. He used to be a caretaker of a hotel. And he used to he used to live in a caretaker quarters. You know what I mean? And I would go over his house, I'd be sitting there. He was poor at one time. He was eating soup and shit, chicken soup.
Wow.
And he actually gave me the book, the Underground Steroid Handbook. Somebody gave it to him, and he gave it to me. He's like, yo, dude, somebody gave me this book, take it. But I'll tell you what, he was known out there. He had Victor Richards shit in his pants. I saw him go after Victor Richards. Victor Richards was scared, ran out of the gym, and was in the back where in the back of the gym, when it was just one giant room, but it's still there, is a big bay door. And on the in the door, there's a fence that separates, you know, like a schoolyard fence, so nobody can just walk in and out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Vic Richards was standing there, and he was trying to apologize I was right there. He was trying to apologize to Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what it was over, but I know that Christian was telling you, fat fuck, I'll kill you, you understand me? Come back in this gym, watch what happens to you. And he went, he took a step, and Victor Richards was actually on the other side of the fence, and let go of the fence and stepped back, like,
oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, he was that afraid of Christian. I mean, Christian was really bad.
Now, if anybody out there does not know who Victor Richards is, he was the big Rami of his day, right, Greg?
He was the guy that came out of nowhere
and was like, holy shit.
He's a fucking pea compared to Victor. There's never been a bodybuilder. Dude, I've been bodybuilding since 1972. And Sean Ray and I were talking about this a while. There's never been a bodybuilder that's even close in size to Victor Richards. Victor Richards is by far the most massive guy ever. I mean, his legs were as round as a 45-pound plate. I mean, it was sick. And you're talking about 1981, 82. This is way before the shit that these fucking guys are taking today.
This is when bodybuilders were not that size. And I remember reading in the Weta magazines, they said that Victor Richards was too big to be a massive, to be like a top contender in the Olympia type of show. I mean, the guy only competed like 3 times his whole career. And they said he was like too much mass to be, you know, a threat to the Lee. At the time, it was Lee Haney. This must have been like 84 or so. So
dude,
I mean, it's amazing how you think of how the times have changed since back then.
I saw these guys every day of my life. I was there for a year. Every day of my life, I saw these guys. Every day. They were fucking crazy back then. It was an animal house back then. I saw Mike Christian knocked out one of the Barbarian Brothers, knocked him off. I've told that story a million times where, you know.
Yeah, smack him in the face.
What's that?
Smack me in the face.
Yeah, right.
When he wanted to get pumped up to do the bench.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I've seen Mike Christian go after a bunch of, Mike Quinn, I saw him go after Mike Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Quinn got scared. I saw him go after Victor Richards, but I saw him knock out one of the Barbarian Brothers, too. I saw Tim Belknap get knocked out. He smacked his girlfriend and shit in the gym, and a powerlifter knocked him out right in the gym, dropped him right there by the squat rack, and he left him laying there on the floor. I mean, it was a crazy, back in the early 80s, Gold Gym was a fucking crazy, crazy place to be, man. It was insane back then. You know, there used to be an IFBB official. His name was Julian Blumhardt. I saw him get punched out by Mike Mentzer's best friend. He was a bodybuilder. I don't know the guy's name. He was a national-level competitor back in, like, 1980. I'm talking early 80s, though, 82, 83. And it's when they were filming the movie. It was actually when they took that picture where everybody's out in front of the Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
I'm in one of them. Did Joel just say something?
Yeah, no, I got it, bro. Go ahead. We're coming up to a break in a minute. So hang on to that. Hang on to the end of that story because we're going to be coming up soon, but we're also going to be joined by Brandy May Akers on the other side of this break. But Mike Christian was a hell of a bodybuilder back in the day, and he was another guy that tall, lean, and just got great, you know, width, and he was phenomenal conditioning all the time.
Yeah, but he was from a group home. He grew up in a group home and all that shit, and he was a bad dude, you know what I'm saying? He had like a jailhouse tattoo right across his chest.
Yeah.
Nobody even noticed it.
Hang on to that. On the other side of this break, Brandy May Akers. Hold on, guys.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit fitnessrxformen.com today.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Fitness RX Radio with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piatero. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiatero@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Fitness RX Radio.
I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
And welcome back. This is the story, folks. Mario Lopez was doing the Veterans Day event and ran late. He was skydiving, so I guess it's kind of hard to call while you're in the air. So we might have to, cut him some fucking slack.
No excuse.
I don't know, but he's going to call us in 15 minutes. So we will get him on. So listen, the fucking heart attacks are ending. I'm fucking bugging over here because I'm doing the phone. I got the computer open. I got the fucking emails with his publicist.
Well, you know what? I think we need something sweet. So why don't you bring on Brandy?
Yeah,
I need a little brandy. I need a sip of brandy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you guys are sweet. How's it going?
What's going on, Brandy? How are you, Brandy May Acres, everyone?
Yes, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Very well.
Brandy,
I guess people are freaking out about the Mario thing, huh? Hopefully you guys can can get them on and everybody can chill out.
Ah, fuck them. You know what, Brandy? I'm like a compass heading north right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now make sure, BrandyMae.com, BrandyMae.com. I am actually on your site right now looking at the preview. And,
awesome.
Witch Doctor, Menace, Good Girl, Goats Fetish, Sexy Stallion. Three is never a crowd. That's
it's pretty racy. I know it's a lot sometimes for people to take in. You know, people tend to be quite surprised sometimes. But you know, it's my job. It's my business. I love what I do, and I am a bodybuilder. And in the adult industry, it is what it is. You know, people seem to freak out about it, but. You know, it's a good business, and I love it, and, you know, what can I say?
Is it racy or tasty? You know what I'm saying?
I guess that all depends on perception. I think it's tasty. Some people just, you know, tend to be really shocked. I don't see what the big deal is about it.
Well, do you get people complaining or anything? Do you get girl haters, like other girls that, like, don't like it? Like, oh, my God, Brandy, you're such a whore, or something like that, or, oh,
I don't necessarily get people saying anything to me in my face. I do sometimes at the gym. I get the looks, you know, from the bikini girls and the figure girls because I live in Vegas and at the show sometimes. But, you know, and even the female bodybuilders too. But I really don't care. I mean, I really have never been one to care what anybody thinks or says, especially in this industry. I'm just out trying to do my thing and maximize off of the years and the training and the money I've spent into, you know, building my physique. And I have one hell of a physique, and I'm going to maximize it. If anybody's going to exploit, it's going to be me. You know?
Good for you. Hey, you know what? God bless you. You should be able to utilize it for what you want. And also, when you were on Real Sports HBO with Brian Gumbel, I tell you, I had to laugh because that stuffed shirt, phony motherfucker, he is, I mean, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall because it must have been very interesting to see what was he like off camera.
Well, honestly, and it's funny that you even bring up that because I actually did just do Katie Couric show, which I think airs November 26th, where she is actually bringing on Bryant because they were friends and did the Today Show, you know, for 20 years. Because they were friends, I guess she did a you know, story with some of his most fascinating stories, and they actually brought me on there for the female bodybuilding aspect. But right. I was actually surprised this time because it was actually very short. It was actually not so negative. You know, they tried to make it a little bit, I guess, as positive as it can be, but still racy. But, you know, my opinion about the HBO thing, I'm an intelligent woman. I'm not naive. I know the aspects of the steroids and the female bodybuilding, and I know the way people are going to react. Me personally, because they did the story about me and the backstory of my life and my childhood, and of course they were going to tie, you know, my childhood to the fact that I take steroids. I already knew that. I know that going into it. You know, it does, nothing surprises me. It's media. It's any type of thing they're going to put out in the tabloids pertaining to female bodybuilding is never going to be positive. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so anytime I do anything or people ask me, you know, production companies ask me, you know, I have an open mind. I'm honest. I'm truthful. You know, I am who I am. I'm true to myself. And that's all that I give people. And to be quite honest, I didn't get a lot of negative feedback. You know, the whole aspects, the way they portrayed it, I wasn't surprised. It is what it is. You know what I mean? And so... Brian, I actually, to me, you know, it was a very short encounter we had. We didn't really speak. You know, it was pretty much interview. He was very nice to me. He wasn't, you know, rude or you know, he was really nice even when I saw him just recently. You know, everybody was really nice, but again, you only spend a quick second, you know what I mean, with these people during the interview, and then you're dealing with the producers.
Yeah, but Gumbo, you know what, as a sports fan, I love him when he does sports. I think the guy has got great talent. He's smart as a whip. He's very intelligent, but he's always got some stupid hidden agenda, and it gets in the way of his professionalism. And so that's why I was just curious. I had to ask him. It would have been so much. I would have loved if you would have just threw a strap on in his face and said, "Brian, let's just loosen you up a little with this." Because he is such a phony. Like I said, I called him a stuffed shirt. He just always seems like there's just, he never seems like he's being true and realistic.
Really? Yeah, see, and to be really honest, I don't know much about, I mean, this sounds awful, like I do sound like a female bodybuilder or a bodybuilder in my own world. I really don't watch a lot of TV. I mean, especially when it comes to, I really don't know him, you know what I mean? I don't know much about it. I know about the show. And it's journalism. I look at them all like they're kind of, you know, a little bit maybe arrogant, a little, you know, maybe pompous, and you know, they're going to try to paint the story to make, you know, themselves and their show get ratings. It all is, you know, I've been dealing with producers and stuff for so many years, and it, to me, it's just all like, you know what I mean? It's all the same to me. They're all going to paint it in a negative light, anything pertaining to bodybuilding or in general. You know what I mean? We're all crazy. We're all weird. We all take steroids. It is what it is. You know, it's like whatever.
You know what's funny? I love female bodybuilders, and I'm totally against this whole bikini shit. I'm sorry. It doesn't belong on a bodybuilding stage. It doesn't belong in our world. It's just kicking ass, and it's a way for the IFBB and everybody else to make money, which I get it. I get that. You have the right to make your money. But come on. You're giving out pro cards now. You might as well put it on the back of a milk carton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's insane today, and I think it's a disrespect to the female bodybuilders who I respect. You know what I mean? Because you know, you got to spend time in the gym. There's actually a few girls who have a pro bikini card who have never spent a day in a gym.
I know. You know what? I feel the same way. And the thing is, though, being a female bodybuilder, openly admitting to taking steroids, even the fact that I am feminine and I am sexy, that's beside the point. I don't go around saying that. I've said that openly, too, as well, that I think it's kind of a joke. But at the same time, being a female bodybuilder, you can't say it too much because then you seem like a hater, especially me because I've never really, you know, I'm not going to get the opportunity really to turn pro in female bodybuilding because of the simple fact when I was competing, there was only two shows a year that I could have turned pro, and then now they're just completely getting rid of it as, you know, and so I completely think it's disgusting because even my body now, I spend so much time putting on good thick muscle and really training, spending hours in the gym, really eating, resting, doing what I need to do, and now people are telling me, hey, you need to get smaller for physique, and I'm like, come on, give me a break. Yeah. My body genetically is built for bodybuilding.
They push female bodybuilding under the ground, you know that, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, it's done. Female bodybuilding, you know, I blame them, though. They let it get out of control. You know, they don't like, you know, they're saying, well, the girls got too big, and after a while, you know what I mean? But they didn't let that stuff happen. You should have just placed some of the girls that were really huge, should have placed them low, and, you know, but you said, you know, you still sound like a girl, you know, you still look like a girl. You know, there are some that have...
I don't understand either. I don't understand the notion of getting rid of a division or a category that's already in place. I can understand, I mean... You know what I mean? I understand the notions of adding the physique and adding or the bikini and that stuff because, hey, there's more categories, there's more women, you know, it's a money, it's a business, let's make money from all ends. But I don't understand the notion of getting rid of something. I don't get it even from a business perspective. I really don't understand because there is still a small fan base. There is still the female bodybuilders who are paying, you know, to enter the show. So I don't, you know, IFBB pros paying their fees. I don't really understand that other than to me, it's, they're just trying to prove a point, with something, whatever that something is, you know, whether it's just they think the women have gone too far, you know, I mean, but there's still a love for everything.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, that's more of a sideshow to me instead of... I mean, you go up there. Brandy, I asked one of the judges. I'm not going to say who it was, but it's actually a very popular judge, too. I asked him, how the fuck do you pick who wins in this bikini shit? Like, there's 50 girls. They all look the same. You know what I mean? And you know what he said to me? He said, I pick which 5 girls I fuck first. And I said, well, that's a great criteria. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it. I just don't, you know... I mean, I love bikini girls. What guy doesn't like to go in a bikini? But not
of
when
course.
I'm, you understand, when I go to a diner, I don't order spaghetti and meatballs. You know, if I want spaghetti and meatballs, I'll go to a friggin' Italian restaurant. When I want to see bikinis, I'll go to a strip club, a bikini club, you know, wet t-shirt contest, beach club, whatever. But I want female bodybuilders there. That's what bodybuilding is. You know what I mean?
It's hurtful. I mean, it hurts my heart because of the simple fact, you know, I've even tried to compete in, and this is no lie, I've even tried to compete in bikini over the years. I've tried to compete in, figure over the years. And some people's genetics, my genetics are one of them. You know, I just genetically have to do female bodybuilding. That's just what I have, a thick legs, thick bottom. That's just the way I'm built. And so, you know, to be considered, hey, I put in all this work all this time. I've been a Muay Thai fighter. I've done aspects of athletics from softball to soccer. So I am an athlete. And to think that I'm not going to be able to get a pro card, or, you know, I'm going to have to do a lot of changes and compromisings to try to get a pro in physique, I guess it would be, you know, and to see that these women, you know, they're beautiful women, you know, a lot of them, I'm not trying to hate on them, they're beautiful women, but, you know, they're bikini professional athletes, and I, you know, it does kind of make me, I'm not going to lie, it makes me sick to my stomach, but again, you know, being a woman, I can't go around and just continuously talking so much shit about it, because then I just seem like a hater, you know what I mean? But it is awful, and it makes women like me, and I'm sure many other women who are like me, female bodybuilders especially, who haven't turned pro, you know, it makes us all really disgusted.
it makes it so that really they're giving you no, you're like a man without a country right now, you know what I'm saying? They're making it so that you girls don't have a place to go, and you're still in female bodybuilding, you know what I mean? Yeah, you can't.
Exactly.
Well, you know what, Brandy, you need to use that to your advantage then, because if there's
going
to be a lot of female bodybuilders, you could utilize that to make more in your business end of it.
Exactly, because the niche is still always going to be there. The love,
sure.
I mean, that's one thing that people don't realize, and I guess you have to be in the niche and do the kind of business that I do in order to really understand the love that people love, just muscular women, strong women, powerful women. I mean, men love it, and women, you know, of course, like you said, men love women in bikinis. Don't get me wrong. Everybody loves a hot woman in a bikini, but there's so much more with the powerful woman, the essence. Just there's just so much more, and you know, hey, it does. It really, people like me and in my niche, and it really leaves us at a total benefit that unfortunately the organizations just don't feel the need to keep utilizing.
Hey, you know what? In my opinion, that if they're not going to utilize it, that might open up the business end for you guys even more, which you guys deserve, because you guys work hard for it, and it's a tough thing to do. Brandy, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fitness RX
thank
Radio.
You guys. Thank you. I appreciate
Brandy
you guys
May.
Having
com.
Me.
We'll throw the Twitter and Facebook out there. What's the Twitter account and the Facebook?
Sure. It's at SexyBrandyMay. And Facebook, you know, Brandy May. I've got a few of those out there. Yeah, BrandyMay.com.
Okay, cool, because you can also get those links right on the preview article, which will have this player embedded tomorrow also, so you can just link to Randy's name right there. Randy, thanks again so much for joining
thanks,
us.
Guys.
You have a great night,
Appreciate
sweetheart.
It. Have a great one. Bye, guys. Take care. And bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And, Greg, right now I want to welcome to Fitness RX Radio, Mr. Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just jumped out of a plane from
the Lisa just, she wrote me that. Now, I said, well, I can't get mad at him for not being able to call me while he's in the air. So what was the Veterans Day event about?
It was a really cool event celebrating Veterans Day with wounded warriors and disabled vets. And we treated them to a special day where they got to have an amazing experience skydiving. And it was getting really close to being dark. So we barely made it. It was awesome. Unbelievable.
That's nice. So cool, man. And Mario, my my co-host, Greg Valentino, is here. He's also a big fan of yours. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, Mario, I just wanted to thank you because my girlfriend rubs a girl nut out to your cover every night. I swear to God, it's made her more sexual towards me now. Thank you very much. I love it.
My pleasure, Mike. You got it. I had a lot of fun doing a great like this. I really appreciate
you know. I'll tell you what, I can't believe you're 40 years old. But that can't be true. I mean, you're in incredible shape.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, I hit the big 4-0 last month, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's not as bad as one would think. It's not like our parents 40. And I feel good. I feel just as energetic as I did, you know, in my 20s. And it's... I think it's just, you know, it's how you take care of yourself and how you approach life and the attitude you have.
And definitely the response that we got for this cover and the video and everything, and thank you so much for putting up on Extra, because it's gotten so much attention online and we've gotten a great positive response, and it's just been amazing, and it's really been a great boost. And you know, what are some of the things that you've been hearing on your end, Mario, for this?
Oh, I've been hearing, you know, a lot of people have been coming up to me and they loved it, and great response, and from people of all ages and women and men, and you know, it's funny.
Oh, the chicks did that.
My dad has a magazine, right? And he's been looking to get as many copies as he can everywhere, so he's hitting me up all the time. You guys got to send me extra copies so I can get to my old man.
You got it, bro. You just tell me how many in there.
Oh, my gosh.
The girls, even in the girls in the office where we are, I mean, everybody loves that cover. I mean, you know, and nobody believes. They're all like, yo, is that, does he look like that? And we're like, yeah, he does, man. I mean, he's you look like you're 21. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, my girlfriend's 27. By the way, she's Mexican, too. And she's going crazy over you. You have no idea. She likes...
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
I got to look at that above my bed. I'm like, you know, no offense, Mario. You're a nice guy. But, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. I wish you liked me as much as you.
You know, during, like, when the magazine stuff and that, then obviously try to dial it in and eating better and training harder. You know, I'm not in that kind of shape at the moment. You know, I don't ever really kind of let myself go where I'm fat by all means really, you know, out of it. But I think when you know you're going to be on a magazine, especially on the cover or something, then you want to at least do it justice and try your best to get in the best shape you can, right?
Yeah, no, I really did, man. You were... I mean, we were at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club in Burbank, California for that shoot at the end of the summer, or right near the middle of the summer.
Right.
We were hanging out, talking, doing the video interview. I mean, you were ripped, man. You looked fantastic. Your skin was tight. You were leaned out. I mean, obviously you saw the finished product, how it looked. So I don't need
to... Yeah, no, I was real happy with it. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You work out every day, Mario, still? Even like if you're on, like, let's say you're doing a movie or a show or... Even an event, do you still work out every day? Do you still find a time to work out every day, or do you?
I try to break it. I mean, if I get a chance, at least 6 days a week, I try to break a sweat. You know, at some point a day, whether it's a run or a bike ride or a gym or a boxing or whatever the case may be, I just try to, you know, at least break a sweat. I just feel better psychologically.
Wow.
I tell you, one of the things that Mario said to me when we were doing the interview was, and that was one of the questions I asked him, and I was like, how do you get to to, you know, get time to find the time to exercise, you're always running around. You're on an airplane. You're traveling all over doing all of these performances and television programs and everything. And he's like, I always have an iPod and sneakers with me. So he always go out and just do a run, even if he's not able to go to a gym and lift weights or do some boxing exercises. He's able to at least go out there. And he says,
you can always do a run or some push-ups and, crunches, so.
Yeah, how do you eat, though, Mario? Do you follow a specific diet, or you eat whatever you want right now?
No, I mean, I try to eat fairly clean during the week. I'm not a calorie counter, but I try to stay away from a lot of crap. And then on the weekends, you know, I love food, so I like to enjoy some good stuff. I wouldn't exactly qualify as probably a healthy meal. And, you know, I like to have a couple cocktails, too, and you got to enjoy life. Well, you can have to look forward to.
Well, that's good. My girlfriend wants to know if you eat Spanish food. Do you still eat Spanish food? Because she's like,
oh, yeah. Mexican. I love Mexican food.
Oh, you do? She likes
that. Oh, yeah. I did that on Sunday.
And we got a big fan of yours, and he's a good friend of ours that's on the line right now, and he's also a big boxing buff. Adam Speedbag Scissorhand Solomon. He wants to just ask you a quick question, Mario, if that's okay.
Okay.
Adam, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Hey,
shoot, bro. Go ahead. Ask
Mario, what's up, brother?
Question.
What's up, guys?
Mario, I know you're a huge boxing fan. So am I. I was just wondering if you hit the speed bag in your workouts, and how do you feel about the speed bag as part of overall conditioning?
Yeah, I mean, boxing overall is just a tremendous workout. I love it. And, I actually get in there and spar, which I really look forward to as well. And, you know, I don't recommend it unless you kind of know what you're doing a little bit, but it's exhilarating. And as far as the speed bag, that in itself, I think it's just a great workout. That's it's fun. It looks cool when you do it, and you kind of show off a little bit. People don't know how to do it. It takes a lot of practice, but it's mainly to help you keep your arms up. When you're out there preparing, and I use it as part of my routine.
Awesome.
All right. Great, Adam. Well, thanks so much, man. So you got to see Adam. He does the speed bag, Mario. It looks like it's crazy. Just a blur.
It's insane. That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's
no,
the guy in the world.
It's a cool thing when you can do it.
Oh, it's crazy, you know. But you box. You actually spar too, huh?
Oh yeah. No, I get in there and spar. Yeah.
Oh, shit, because, I mean, you're a good-looking guy. You know, as a matter of fact, everywhere I go, people think I'm you.
I bet. You already hear that.
It's Joe's laugh with his marrow, trust me. I'm the ugliest guy you can imagine, believe me. My girlfriend, I have to pay her for sex, but that's another thing. Because you're a good-looking guy. You know, you figure, you know, you're in Hollywood. The last thing you want to do is get punched in the face.
Well,
you're in it.
It's kind of frowned upon, and, you know, they don't necessarily like love it at work, so I try to keep it under the radar, but now, you know, people know I do it. I guess I could be playing softball or playing golf and all that, but I feel like I got too much energy and too hyped for that. I need to grow up wrestling and I need to sort it out, but it's fun. It feels weird when I'm not able to go.
You do grappling too? Did you just say wrestling and all that stuff? You do?
Yeah,
all that?
I grew up doing that as a kid though.
Really?
I don't really wrestle as much anymore, but you know, they don't really forget.
Do you ever follow? You don't follow bodybuilding, though, right?
Yeah, as much as I can. Yeah, I appreciate and respect the sport. So, I've been to events. I was just at the Arnold Classic this last year, so that was cool.
Oh, you were there with Joe? We were there.
Oh yeah, me and Greg were there, man. That's one of the big events.
I was there with Arnold. I was there for a quick day.
Yeah, we were there with Patrick too. Sports night.
Yeah, with Patrick. Yeah, he's a great kid.
Oh, you know Patrick.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, he's cool. I know the whole family, fortunately. They're all real nice.
Yeah, I know Arnold. I've been competing for years, man. I know Arnold since 1976. I'm old, you know.
Wow.
But,
that's awesome.
But I know him a long time, Arnold and I. But,
that's awesome.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, everybody is, you know, we got a huge buzz about you. Because of the fact that you're in Hollywood, that you take working out serious, which is really rare, because most of these guys only train. Anytime you see a guy that's really built, aside from like a Stallone or, you know, something like that, but a lot of these guys, you know, train for a movie, but they don't train all year round, and you take
right.
the spirit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's big,
What's important to me, you know? And I think your health should be your top priority, because if you don't have that, you don't have anything, right?
Yeah, and that, you know what, and people say, oh, how does he look so young? Because he works hard at it, that's why. Because he watches what he eats, he exercises almost every day of the week, if not every day of the week, and he takes care of himself. So, I mean, people ask that question. The answer is obvious. It doesn't just happen by mistake.
Yeah, well, no,
stay in shape because you want to stay in shape and you work for it.
Yeah, you know, and it's like I said, it's more of a like a therapeutic thing too. It's just a big stress reliever. You don't take it out on the old lady when you get home. You just feel better and you deal with all the crap at work easier, you know. And then the byproduct is just going to look, you're going to look better and feel better, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, definitely.
And you get a lot of Hollywood hotties hitting on you or what? Do you get any of them, do you get like the young ones hitting on you? I mean, you know, you're an older guy, but, I mean, you know. And you were like a Miley Cyrus, that shit works, you know what I mean? Cause you look like
I happen to know her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, you know, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, she has.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, but no, you know, it's the job's fun, and we get to do a lot of cool stuff. And like I said, I was skydiving today, and I got to go back. And I actually got to go back here and finish stuff up at work. Fellas, they're calling me back, but I didn't want to keep you guys waiting. I just literally got off the plane. Called you, and I got to go back and do some press photos and stuff.
All right, cool.
I'll
let you go, man. Go back to doing the Veterans Day event. That's a great honor to be doing stuff like that. Mario, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, tonight. You got it. Have a nice night. Take care.
Thank you, Mario.
Obviously, that was Mario Lopez. You don't need to introduce him, but he's on our November cover, so make sure you check out that issue. Check out the video we did with Mario online. And Greg, Mario was a great guy. I knew he was going to be, man. And I'm not going to bullshit. When I didn't hear him calling at first, and I'm trying to get through to his publicist, and we're going back and forth, and she's telling me stuff, okay, oh, I was getting nervous, bro. I'm like, come on, I have to set up.
Too.
I want it happening.
Joe, you know why? I'm going to be blunt. You know why? Because there's a lot of people out there rooting against you and I. Okay? There's a lot of people on our own team that root against you and I. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say that right now.
I'll back you up on that. I agree.
You know, there's a lot of people rooting against you and I, and they don't see our work. And let me tell you something. After six shows, we got a Mario Lopez on, Brandy Mae Akers, who's been on, you know, Real Sports and many TV shows. Now we're going to have, next up, we're going to have, you know, Rampage Jackson. You know, we've done a lot within six shows. And,
We're sweating out the Rampage one now because this guy's training for a fight he's having this weekend. So this was one of those things like a last minute we threw together. So if something doesn't happen with Rampage, you know, the guy's probably doing something in his training and we'll straighten that out. We'll get him after the fight. Maybe we'll get him next week. But
we got someone on now?
I don't know. I'm waiting for him. Waiting for the call in still. So
well, you know, I just want to say though, you know, there's a lot of people like I was saying that when you know. Now I was going to get a little crazy with Mario because I even told you. Let me say it to you. But you know what? After I said the first thing, I felt his vibe, and I know he was. I felt like he was kind of in a. You know, he had things. You know, I appreciate the fact he was like in a rush. You know, he basically took a break from what he was doing to call you and I. You know what I mean? And that I appreciate that. So I wasn't going to go too crazy. You know, I was going to ask him some really sticky shit. But, you know, I could tell he seemed like, you know, he wanted to, you know, he was doing this, you know, for us. So I respect that, you know. And I'm glad that he called because, like I said, there's a lot of people, that, you know, rooting against you and I. And I don't like that shit, you know. I feel like, you know, we're not getting our just, you know, six shows. Or, you know, our producer will tell you, you know, we've sunk this shit home. You know what I mean? But,
yeah, no, I know. Well, that's why. I just reached out to Rampage's people over at Bellator MMA, and we'll see what happens. Hey, listen, you know what? Sometimes people get things happen. Like, look what happened. Mario Lopez, he was doing the Veterans Day event. He was skydiving out of an airplane. So, you know, that's something that it definitely has validity to it. But he's still, I guess, he must have had the panic test when he got on the ground and he called up right away. So that was.
He took a fucking bathroom break to call us, you know what I mean? And I appreciate that, you know. And that's why I'm saying, that's why I didn't go ask him, you know, I was going to get a little ridiculous. But I'm glad that he called us. But, you know, I'll tell you, you know, Rampage Jackson, if he comes on or he does come on, I got to tell you, you know, he's friends with one of my friends. Obviously, everybody knows I grew up with Colin Coker, Dr. Coker, and he was Rampage's doctor. He does a lot with Rampage, and he's even sparred with Rampage. So, you know, I know that he has nothing but good to say about Rampage. But, you know, I also know that the guy's, like, in the middle of a huge fight right now. So, you know, his focus, I mean,
he's fighting Joey Beltran Saturday night, who took Tito Ortiz's spot. Tito actually fractured his neck during training for this fight, Tito versus Rampage Jackson. So it's pretty amazing that how it happened and that they were able to put the fight back together. Now, a lot of people don't know Joey Beltran, this guy's a UFC guy also. He's been around for a while, so he's not just some guy they threw in and got a replacement. This guy's a good fighter, so.
I wouldn't mind replacing Tito Ortiz in the sack, banging his wife, Jenna Jameson. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind that.
His soon-to-be ex-wife, though.
Oh, yeah, well, then I definitely wouldn't mind. Actually, she also looks a little bit. I just saw her recently. Do you know what happened? These girls, they don't want to age, you know, the Hollywood girls. Everything is about drugs, 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 so they don't want to age right. So instead of going to the gym and working out, maybe watching a diet, she's got all kinds of Botox and shit in her face. And, you know, I saw it the other day, and she's starting to look like a transvestite a little bit. You know, the thick lips and the fucking, you know, the cheeks don't move and, you know, pumping up, you know, silicone into wrinkles and shit. So now the face is starting to look a little bit like a mask. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
But you know what? If she was freaking over here saying, Greg, come on, I'm waiting for you.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I pay my girlfriend for sex, and she's busted. You don't think I'd pay for that? Well, you know the story. But
Jenna Jameson was doing a book tour, and, you know, there was a lot of controversy on if she was, you know, under the influence on Good Day New York and stuff like that, and she was on Opie and Anthony, and she was kind of bugging out and crying during the interview. So it was kind of one of those things where, like, what's going on with this chick?
You know
she's
why, Joe?
Bugging out.
She's Sunday's news on Monday. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's Sunday's news on Monday. You know, she's no longer in porn. She's not, you know, these girls, when you grow up and you're the apple of the eye, you know, you're actors or actresses and you're hot and everybody wants a piece of you, and all of a sudden your looks start fading and, new talent comes in and the younger person takes your spot. You know what I mean? You don't know what to do with yourself. Like, look at remember the guy Bobby from Taxi? You know?
Yeah. He turned out to be a wreck, that
right.
poor guy.
I mean, he died. I mean, he actually died.
That's right.
He was such a bad drug addict, Joe. He was, like, dried up like a scarecrow and shit. You know what I mean?
If I remember correctly, he had, like, a really bad back injury or something, and he wasn't, like, doing drugs like coke and dope and shit like that. He was, like, doing a lot of painkillers and stuff also. He wasn't just, like, a partying guy. He was, like,
fucked up. I think that was an excuse. Everybody uses that excuse. Oh, I'm taking OxyContin. I got a bad back. Oh, bullshit. He was a fucking drug addict. I saw him on a show. He was, like, a fucking alcoholic. I was watching him. I'm like, look at him. Dude, that's pathetic. Look at you. There was a time where he could walk in a bar and he was a chick magnet.
He was on Taxi. He was a good-looking dude back then. Yeah.
But he looked like an old man. He was 80 when he died, bro. He was dried up. He couldn't even want money. Girls wouldn't bang him. You know, they'd take his money and smack him in the face. He was done. He just was busted. You know, and you feel bad for people like that. Don't think I'm being cold-hearted. I'm just saying, but that's what happens in Hollywood. You know what I mean? I've been around people. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, when you get washed up, if you don't got something else to fall back on, you know what I mean? Or you know, plus you start living that lifestyle, you're thinking you're making all that money, and, you know, it's always going to be there. You know, look at Gary Coleman. The fucking guy was working as a security guard before he died, you know, for minimum wage, like a mall security guard guy. You know what I mean?
And Gary Coleman was also doing phone sex things, too, which has got to be the most fucking hysterical thing in the world, if you think about it.
Gary, was he doing it as a chick or as a dude?
No, he was doing like recording phone sex things, Gary Coleman.
Well, let me see.
That has to be the most sick. Look it up, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes. Obviously, it didn't last very long.
Probably didn't make him a hell of a lot of fucking money. What's that?
It probably didn't make him a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, but did he do? I mean. So you called Gary Coleman for phone sex, or don't know?
He was talking on the phone for phone sex.
He's a midget. I don't think his dick was probably that fucking big, right?
I don't know, bro, but that poor fucking guy, he fucking got thrown down the stairs, and they said it was an accident.
His fucking wife got away with it. That wife that she was married to pushed his ass. You know?
You ever hear the 911 call? She put a towel under his head. She was just let him lay there.
Dude, them chicks are like vultures. Let me tell you something. That's why, you know, dude, you've been with me. I'm an ugly motherfucker. You know what I mean? I know I look like Don Rickles on steroids. You know what I mean? And that's not good looking. And I go to these fucking things, and I get these chicks at the expo, and I'm like, you just want to get in a magazine, or you think, like, I got some fucking power in the industry or something, and now I can help you out or something. You don't want to get with me. Look at me. Look at these fucking guys walking around. They all got hair on their head. I haven't had hair in 20 years. You know what I mean? You know, what the fuck you like about me? There's nothing, you know, I'm short. I'm fucking, you know. My girlfriend reminds me every day I'm ugly. You know what I mean?
So that's why she charges you, right?
What's that?
And that's why she charges you.
And that's why I got to pay. If I was good looking, I wouldn't pay. You know what I mean? I'd be like, fuck that. I mean, you know, it's pretty sad when you got to pay your own girlfriend for sex.
Speaking of guys with hair on their heads, though, dude, next week, Robbie E. from TNA Wrestling. Now, you saw this dude at the fucking Arnold. His hair, he's got the Jersey Shore hairdo. It stands up about fucking 3 feet. He looks like the Slim Jim guy.
He's a good-looking guy. You know what's funny? I should actually see if I get hair transplants, and then, like, I can puff it up like that, maybe they add a couple inches in height on me.
It might. You know what? You can maybe slam dunk a basketball.
He's 6 feet tall, too. Valentin will be walking in. Check it out. Got a foot of fucking hair on his head, standing straight up. I'm going to look into that, Joe. I'm going to look into hair.
I'm getting a little thin on top. Let's go. Maybe we'll get a 2-for-1 deal.
Dude, you're thin is like fucking would be like me having thick hair. You're crop up there.
Robbie E. coming here right here, Fitness RX Radio, TNA Wrestling. For this week, me and Greg. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Fitness RX Radio. Have a pumped week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.